Hello.
Hey, Farouk. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Wednesday?
I'm good. Thank you, Daniel.
Good to hear. Good to hear. So I'm just giving you a follow-up call on Google Guarantee. Do you remember speaking with me?
Yeah, we talked about some leads, right? Something like that, right?
Yes,
and
the lead program.
And we talked about how much was it again? $250 or something
I'll
like that?
I'll tell you right. Yeah, there's a – so day one, it's a $250 application fee, right?
Uh-huh.
And then your lead fee, so for the general contractor vertical, your cost per qualified lead would be at $48 per lead.
Okay.
And then Google requires a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. This wouldn't be charged until your application process is done, but that is for $626.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So in total, 620 plus 250 gives you 800 and 900 dollars.
Here, I'll tell you right now. Dude, thank God for calculators, man. So 876. Yeah, just about 900. But day one, all that's needed is the 250 for the application fee.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we said 2 weeks anticipation for the other stuff, right?
No. So for the application, what we send in writing is it could take 4 to 8 weeks. But like I told you, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up. Usually when you get everything into us ASAP, it's done within 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks. Okay. Yeah, lead time 3 to 4 weeks. Wait.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's just to get leads.
That's for the Google Guarantee program. Correct.
All right. So, when you say get, what is it to get done? What is it that has to be done?
Let me double check the requirements. I should have already put them in here for you. I apologize, but let me look them up real quick.
All over the place. You probably did, but just
no, I didn't put it in the file though. Usually I put it in there, but it's easy for me to look it up. So let me check real fast. Okay. So. Oh, yeah, yours should be done in 3 weeks because license and insurance is not required. Like, we don't have to do a license or insurance check. All that's required for your vertical is a background check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
usually, the background check usually takes 3 weeks for whatever reason, you know?
Okay. Yeah. All right, so what's the next step with that?
Okay. So let me first off, give me one quick second. Let me just verify the info. I'm just pulling up your Google page right now. Okay. So the company name, the way you have it on Google currently, is Decker Home Remodeling and Construction, Inc. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay. Perfect. And I have an address here for you, 1463 Fifth Avenue. In New York, 10035. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, it is. Okay, so let me change. I have a different address on file here for some reason. I have like a 101 West Avenue.
Yes, that, you know what? You can use that because that one is what's been changed in the corporation paperwork, and mail can be forwarded to this. So you can leave it at that.
Okay, I can. Okay, perfect. Yeah, we want the one that it's registered to. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so let me just make sure I copy and paste the name correctly on here. Hold on. Man, I've exited out of that page. My bad. All right, here we go. Happy hump day, man. I don't see a website attached to the page. You don't currently have a website? Is that correct?
Yes, I do. The website is being worked on.
Okay.
So it should be up and running in maybe the next 2 weeks. But there is a website there.
Gotcha. So it'll be done by the time the application's done. So that'll be perfect. What's the domain going to be for the website?
www.decorhomeremodeling.com.
Got it. All right. .com. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And let me see, okay, the phone number, okay, that you want, so the way Google Guarantee works is the number, it's going to forward the leads to a phone number. So the one you have on your business page right now is 646-948-4004. Is that
that's
the correct
an problem? Old number? No, that has to be. Actually, a lot of, I got to fix some things because I have a remote number that is forwarded and through Google. I mean, through GoDaddy.
Okay.
And I haven't been using it, so I need that new number to be applicable.
Okay.
Yes, I need to situate that to make sure that number is still in good standing. So let me ask you, that is what you will be using at this current moment to, what you call that, to update all the paperwork, correct?
Yeah, so I'm just trying to get a phone number in place as of now. You could always change that number, though, that you're going to have the lead forwarded to. You know what I'm saying?
Is it going to be a post-it number? Is it going to be a post-it number?
No. So the way it works on Google Guarantee is it's not your phone number. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google bots who
so
automatically
forwards
it to a number. Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
So forward it to this number.
Okay, 347-310-1526?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so that's the one. Perfect. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Service radius. How far do you want to target for Google Guarantee?
Five miles. I'd say 10 miles minimum.
Maximum. Oh, okay. I was gonna be like, what's the maximum? Okay, so 10 mile radius. Got you.
Yes.
So keep it all close. And again, you'll get a list of subcategories. So what's gonna happen is you're gonna wanna let us know which ones you want on and which ones you want off. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so for your emails, you want it sent to the IBRFaruq@gmail.com? Is that the correct one? Okay.
No. Send it to Faruq@Decor, D-E-C-O-R, homeremodeling.com.
Okay. Decor, homeremodeling.com. And man, I just had it. How do you spell Faruq again? I'm sorry.
F-A-R-U-Q.
F-A-R-U-Q. Got it. Okay. And that's at decorhomeremodeling.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, awesome. So let me just change that real quick. All right. Last name, just for account purposes, is the IBRAHIM. Is that correct?
That is correct. H-I-M. Oh. M is in Mary, right?
M is in Mary. Yes, sir. All right. Awesome. Okay. So the next step, what I'm going to do, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company, okay? Ivan's actually out, so it's going to be Perry or Kyle. They're both amazing. Perry's actually Ivan's boss. But I'm going to schedule a client interview for you and your lead technician. This is where they just want to meet you. They'll go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start with the minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And very important, they're going to be able to check your application, Faruq, to make sure that everything was submitted properly, okay?
Okay.
Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, for the one-time application fee, the card you're going to be using to secure Google Guarantee with, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
My name on the card.
Okay. And is there a middle initial, too?
No.
Okay. The billing address, is it the 101 West 23rd Street, the new address,
no.
I mean? Okay.
No.
Is it the old address?
No. It's a different
Okay. All right. I need the address. I'm ready when you are.
283
East Cedar Street. You said Cedar Street?
Yes, Cedar Street.
Okay.
Livingston, New Jersey.
Livingston, New Jersey. Okay.
07039.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me just pull it up because this thing's touchy. If I spell, like if street spelt out, it'll deny it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to get it right. Let's see how it comes up. There we go. All right. So 283. Yep. See? So it's E, not E spelt out. So E, Cedar Street. Livingston 07039. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so, all right. The card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Visa card.
Okay, and ready for that card number when you are.
Okay, don't run it yet because I have to activate the card. I have it on lock. So I have to go into the website. Yeah, because I don't give this card information out.
Okay.
So just so fraud is not committed on the card. If you want it, it's not going to deny you. You understand? So I'm actually driving. But I can give you the card.
Okay.
And if you stay about maybe 40 minutes, because I'm on the road, you can run it. So it shouldn't be a problem. Say 40 minutes.
What I'll do, too, is I'll call you before I run it. Just make sure it's good.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, no problem. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready when you are. Yeah.
4482.
Okay.
33. Hold on. 1 second. I'm on crash. 1 second.
Yeah, take your time.
1 second. Wait 1 second. 1 second. Hold on. 1 second. These people, man. What is this guy doing? Why are you double parked on this most narrow street?
Yeah.
Like, you make no sense.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Man.
I'd say half of the world cannot drive.
It's the Amazon truck. I got problems with you guys. These guys with these vans, they just, this is a very narrow street, and you're going to park. Let me give you the card while I'm sitting here. Now I'm going to block traffic because of him. You ready?
I am.
4482-3301-4123-7966.
Expiration?
12, excuse me, 26.
Bless you.
Thank you.
26, and CVC code. You're welcome.
213.
Okay, so not processing it, just putting out the card.
Coming back in about 30 minutes, I should be where I need to go.
Okay,
30 minutes tops, okay?
30 minutes. All right, so I'll give you a call in 30, and then do you want to get your client interview scheduled now, or we'll schedule it in 30 minutes? What works better for you?
I mean, it doesn't matter because I'm driving, so I can give you what days are you?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see tomorrow what works best. Give me one sec. Okay, so the soonest available appointment they have tomorrow is 10:30 a.m. The latest they have is a 6:30 p.m.
Let's do the latest 6:30 p.m.
You got it.
Yeah,
all right. So
you know how my day is. I can't even answer phones half the time.
No, I know. So you're gonna get an email calendar invite titled LSA. You want to get used to that term because that's how the leads will come through on your phone, is LSA lead. Okay? So LSA CI, which means client interview, EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well of that appointment. Okay? And what else? Oh, they're going to call you from our 877 number, okay? And it should be, because Ivan, I know he's out. That's who I initially had you assigned to, but it's going to be either Perry or Kyle that's going to call you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I'll remind you of this, too, in 30 minutes.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to send you, don't worry about filling it out now, but I'm going to send you an application via text message and via email, okay? And you want, you're going to see on there, it's going to ask for the license. You just put NA because it's not applicable for your industry and your area. And then same thing with the insurance. You just put NA on it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'll get those off to you now. One other thing you need to know about. So when they create your Google Guarantee profile, okay, if there's two companies that do the background check, either Pinkerton or Evident, if it's Pinkerton, no other information other than what's on the application is needed, okay? If it's Evident, they're going to require that you scan a front and back of your driver's license, and they'll trigger that text to you in the client interview. So I always like to just give you guys a heads up on that, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So look out for that call. Well, I'm going to call you first, so I'll call you in 30 minutes, okay? About 6 p.m.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, awesome. All right, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.